sounds like fun. I was considering going to 11 on my personal desktop. And I remember you have to have an account to do that, and I don't want to make an account. Anyway. I can't imagine the concerns of, like, moving a system over from one to another, all the gotchas you might have doing that.
Making a local account on 11 is easy. You'll probably figure it out with a video or something you read. It's not hard.
Well, I guess I haven't looked at it too deeply. What I thought I was seeing was they were at least closing, if didn't already close, all the loopholes, but... possible. Maybe I'll update one of these days. I don't like not being able to get the updates, security updates, and that. Can't do it. Can't keep that on forever, I guess.
Yeah, you're talking about Windows 10, but yeah. 11 local cons still works. The latest development versions, they turned it off. So it's presumed those are coming downstream soon.
Because, I mean, you'll turn on your machine one day and it'll force you to create an account to continue. Or once you have it, you have it.
For now, it's once you have it, you have it. You know, they could do anything they want in an update. That would probably cause a lot of bad PR, though.
Yeah, I guess, and maybe it's just from watching a couple of videos that convinced me that they don't really care about, maybe this is really obvious, the home user. They just care about the corporate accounts and pushing AI and whatever else their agenda is.
Yeah, I mean, they have a lot of bad PR already. They're just easing their way up to... that, you know?
Yeah, it just feels like it's another whole step in the, we're going to control your machine and we're going to do what we want. That thing, but... So, yeah. So what else is up? My laptop, I've been playing with the power delivery and stuff with it. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, cool. I'm way behind on billing. I have probably a month's worth of stuff I need to sit down and just do, and it's never exciting, but, you know, it's the only way we get paid.